This is Kelly Blewett. Author Katie Butler describes Knocking on Heaven's Door as part memoir, part medical history, and part investigative journalism. She's absolutely right, and this carefully arranged braid of a book is stronger and more appealing than any single strand would be alone. The story is personal. Butler writes heartrendingly about the death of her father, whose health begins to deteriorate when he has a mild stroke. In her view, his process of dying was unnecessarily prolonged due to the insertion of a pacemaker. As her father's health declines, Butler successfully lines up various kinds of support for her caregiving mother. She advocates for her father's medical rights, and she loves him deeply, even as he changes before her eyes. Comparing her father to Tintern Abbey, the famous partially destroyed edifice that inspired Wordsworth, she writes, "He was sacred in his ruin, and I took from it the shards that sustain me." As Butler seeks to understand what is happening to her father, she explores the history of the device ticking in his chest. She becomes absorbed by the development of emergency medicine, how it changed the death of many Americans, cruelly prolonged life for others, and led to our culture's worship of quick technological fixes to medical crises. She takes her father's story as a case in point. By moving between the details of her family's story to the larger cultural and medical context in which it takes place, Butler manages to make some astonishing arguments, arguments whose force often come from following the money. She traces in amazing specificity how hospitals are encouraged to adopt a save-the-patient-at-all-costs attitude without regard for the patient's quality of life or quality of death. The person who really pays for this, she argues, is the patient and often the underinformed family. In all, Butler argues persuasively for a major cultural shift in how we understand death and dying, medicine and healing. At the same time, she lays her heart bare, making this much more than an ideological diatribe. Readers who are eager to get their own paperwork and wishes in order, or who are thinking about their aging loved ones with concern, or who simply care about how our culture deals with basic questions of life and death, should be sure to pick up this book. It is one we will be talking about for years to come. This review originally appeared in BookPage. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.